We hear again from the text of the gospel reading of Luke 10. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." In the name of Jesus. You cannot say enough good about Martha. She did have a sense of what was important. She knew how to show honor to those to whom honor was due. She knew how to serve. She knew how to be a host. So when in his travels Jesus comes to Martha's village, Martha will not fail. The word, after all, about Jesus had been going around. A few towns over, Jesus had healed a boy with an unclean spirit. Before that, he had fed 5,000. That was in Bethsaida. He had calmed the storm on the sea. He had raised a widow's son from the dead. This kind of news travels. People talk. But there was also in this news the account of a Samaritan village rejecting Jesus, rudely sending him on his way. Jesus answered that rebuke by identifying himself with the Samaritans in the parable of the Good Samaritan. Now Jesus enters Martha's town, and she is not going to allow to be done to Jesus in her town what had been done to him in that Samaritan town. Martha will allow no rudeness. Luke 10:38. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. Here there will be a proper welcome. Jesus will find hospitality. He is the anointed one for Israel, the savior for every sinner, the healer of diseases, and the comforter of the afflicted. And Martha will make sure that he is treated as such. The Samaritans had not been good hosts. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees, they kept all the rules, but they were not gracious hosts to the Christ either. But to Martha, he will be an honored guest. She knows how to serve. She knows how to be a host. If you're having an honored guest over, don't you bring out the good stuff? If the mayor or governor is coming to your home, who would sit them down at the table and say, "I forgot to bring home meat for tonight. I forgot to wash the dishes. I forgot to get good wine. But hey, here's some peanut butter and bread, and I'll grab some water for you too." So Martha had a big job to do. Set the table with the good dishes. Prepare the dinner. Bring out the good wine. Everyone knew how much Jesus liked good wine, since that account had gone out about him supplying the best wine at that big wedding in Cana. So if you're Martha and Jesus is now a guest in your home, are you going to bring out the cheapest wine in your cupboard after hearing about how he supplied the best wine to the Cana wedding? This is no small job for Martha. The nerves kick in. So much could go wrong. But Jesus is a guest in their house. She will treat him as he deserves. You can't say enough good about her. She had a sense of what was important. And if anyone is worthy of good care, it's the teacher of Israel, Jesus, now seated in her little house. Martha knew how to serve. She knew how to be a host. And Jesus loved her. And here's what he shows her. He shows up as a guest in order to become the host. He shows up to be served in order to make himself servant. He had come to that wedding in Cana as a guest, but then he made himself host, supplying the good wine. Now he comes to the home of Mary and Martha. He's the guest. Martha is serving, but then she finds Jesus is not there to be served, but to serve and to himself give the gifts. The gift he is serving? His word. His word of forgiveness and mercy, of grace and life. His word of the ransom that he is to pay for all sinners at the cross. It is his word justifying the sinner, bestowing the Holy Spirit, cleansing the conscience. His word is the gift he serves out. Mary is hearing his word. Jesus loves Mary. He loves also Martha. He will not leave Martha out of the gifts. Luke 10:41. The Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her." It will not be taken from Martha either. Later, when Martha's brother Lazarus dies, Martha will see more gifts from this Lord. She will hear him remind her of his word of life, the word that he spoke to her in her home. She will see him even call Lazarus out of the grave, giving him life. Martha will see more gifts. The death on the cross then comes, and then the resurrection, then life eternal. It's all there for Martha. No gift left out. Martha, the worthy host, treated by Jesus as the most honored guest of all, a woman to be served gifts by God the Son. Jesus came to her as guest. He entered the town, after all. She didn't make that up. Martha didn't have it wrong. This is the gift of Jesus coming in the flesh among sinners. He became man. He came with a body. That means he came as a human, coming among us as one to be served. St. Augustine, back around the year 400 AD, put it like this. The Lord had a body, and just as he deigned to assume a physical body for our sake, so also did he deign to be hungry and thirsty. As a result of the fact that he deigned to be hungry and thirsty, he condescended to be fed by those he himself enriched. He condescended to be received as a guest, not from need, but from favor. So it is for us. As our Lord came with bodily needs, bodily hunger and thirst at the time of Martha, but he did it in order to bring gifts to her of grace and life, so even now our Lord comes to us in his church. The church has worldly needs. The buildings are kept up, supplies are purchased, bills are paid, salaries taken care of. This is our Lord condescending to come to us in the way of earthly needs, but it is always in order to give us favor, to enrich us. He comes giving gifts. We think we're here to serve him, but then we find out he came not to be served, but to serve. And the ones he serves are the least deserving of being served. Those who are well have no need of a physician, said Jesus, but those who are sick. I came to call not the righteous, but the sinners. Mark 2:17. If you are not unrighteous, if you are not a sinner, if you are better than others, then you have no gift from Jesus. But if you are unrighteous, if you are a sinner, if you are no better than the worst, then you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil, he is now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before his Father. Colossians 1:21. He is your host, you his guest. He feeds his guests with the bread of life, with the wine of forgiveness. For this he comes to you, to give to you in his word every good gift. In the name of Jesus, amen.